This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This was not a good day for Boeing, not a good day at all. An Ethiopian Airlines 787 Dreamliner was sitting empty on the tarmac at Heathrow Airport in London, minding its own business when it caught fire. No passengers, no injuries, but pretty much the last thing Boeing needed to happen to a plane that was grounded worldwide back in January. It was the batteries, you'll remember back then. Today's incident is still under investigation, as they say, but traders wasted no time. They drove Boeing stock down almost 5% by the close. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has our story.
It may or may not be the batteries this time, but right now it doesn't matter. Seth Kaplan is managing partner of Airline Weekly.
And this, at this point, sort of feels like, well, what's next? And that's not a good feeling for anybody involved, airlines, passengers, or, of course, Boeing.
Ironically, passengers are the least of Boeing's concerns.
The public has a very short-term memory when it comes to stuff in the airline industry.
Bob Herbst is founder of AirlineFinancials.com.
You can go and look at history, and a month or two after these problems, for every airline, they're at new record load factors.
The question is whether airlines want to put their name behind a model with problems, says Kaplan.
Right now, if you're an airline about to perhaps order some 787s, you know, certainly you're aware of what's happening and, you know, you're taking all this into very careful consideration.
If the Dreamliners are grounded again, and that is an if, then the cost would really start to mount, says Herbst.
It would have, I will say, will have measurable financial consequences to Boeing. You can get away with what happened once, but I don't think Boeing will get away with it again.
Not just because of potentially fewer orders, but Boeing would have to, again, pay airlines or lend them other planes. Herbst says they'd also have to pay airlines for grounded pilots who'd spent 6 to 7 months training on Dreamliners. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.